There's a lot of finger pointing underway when it comes to what happened in the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape Liquor Board has opened a case of selling liquor to the underaged against the owner of Inyobeni Tavern in the East London. As you heard from the very beginning of the case, parents were pointing fingers at government, police, even this very owner of this tavern, making them responsible for the demise of their own teenage children that they did not have an eye on. We've heard the police minister pointing fingers, saying, "You guys stay up too late." Let's find out a little bit more about what's on the go regarding what happened at the Inyobeni Tavern with Thembile Sicholane, who is the reporter, at the Daily Maverick in the Eastern Cape. Good morning, Thembile. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Asila. Good morning.
Where are we today? We've heard reports about preliminary results of post-mortem examinations.
Today, what is happening at the ground is that the youth of all the areas that are being affected are mobilizing, going to the tavern, doing the candlelight. So yesterday it was an emotional day where all the affected friends and family members marched from their different areas in Tanzania, Deer Dice, Duncan Village, and Bacon Bay to the area where they held their pictures, lit candles to show their support for the families and friends. So it was an emotional day where some of them fainted, some cried. It was very emotional. So at least the police are saying that, no, at the moment they're still investigating. Their results are not yet out. So at the moment, we are still guessing. There are rumors that it was carbon dioxide, but the police refuted that. They're saying that, no, that's not true. The process is still ongoing.
Carbon monoxide, Thembile?
Carbon monoxide.
Okay, yes. So the police have already ruled that out.
They've ruled that out, yes.
All right. What about the reports that there was a generator operating inside the venue? Is there any truth to that?
According to the police, that even if that was possible, that could have not done anything because the signs were not that. When we spoke to one of the children, she said that they were busy enjoying themselves, the lights were on. Everything was working well. Then the other ones from outside wanted to get inside. So there was that confusion, and the security guards had their hangers on and pepper sprayed some. Then that's when the panic started. Some fell, others walked on them. So that caused most of the problem. But when you go around, you are hearing different stories that maybe the alcohol that was given for free to the youths was expired, or there was something in it, but it was just rumors going around. Even the carbon monoxide, it's just a rumor. Nothing has been confirmed.
Thembile, I expect after the death, a mysterious death of 21 people, for there to be many rumors. I would expect that, particularly given the number of people who were attending. What I don't expect is for the police to preemptively rule out things and speak amongst us. You understand what I'm saying? So I expect the police to say no comment. I don't expect them to say no, it wasn't that thing. So it's strange. Yes. It's strange to me that they've said it wasn't carbon monoxide, because I don't understand why they're getting involved in the rumor mill. One. Two. My other concern is, as you rightly say, there should be dozens of eyewitness reports by now.
Yeah.
I've only heard from one child. And I find that very interesting. That the police, particularly if they are compromised by the story, are finding a way to get a narrative out there, and I'm not hearing anything from all of the hundreds of people who were there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that not make you a little uncomfortable?
No, that alone causes questions. There are people that are talking, but most of them want to remain anonymous. Yeah, even the guy that was the DJ there, that was having a party, When you try to talk to him, he is running away. He said that he was busy DJing upstairs, but he saw nothing. So people are trying to run away. I'm not sure whether they are friends with the owners of the tavern. But from what I've gathered here is that we cannot rule any of these issues out.
Okay.
But there is something wrong that happened in that tavern. And my question is, why would it affect only the youth? Because there were older people there.
Yes.
But they are all alive.
Interesting question. And to your point around what was actually handed out in the free booze is a question that needs to be asked.
Yes.
Okay, we'll continue to wait for answers. Thank you so much for looking for them, Thembile. And all the best. I know it must be heavy attending a mass funeral of that nature. Hope you're going to have an easier weekend. Ne?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thembile Kolane is the Daily Maverick reporter in the Eastern